Over the past couple months, Unique Ishman has discovered something about herself.
So I like to take pictures. I like to see stuff up close and make it look pretty and stuff.
Unique is a junior at Harding, and for the past 10 weeks, she's been part of the Arts and Science Council's new program called Studio 345. It aims to keep kids in school by engaging them in the arts.
It's like, I'm excited to come. Like, during the school day, I'm more, not saying more focused on this other than school, but it's something to look forward to after school.
The program recruits high school students with an interest in digital media or who are at risk of not graduating and offers them free classes in video, photography, or music production. Classes take place at the studios in Uptown Spirit Square. They work with MacBook Pros, Photoshop, green screens, and a recording studio. Last week, Studio 345 hosted the presentation of the first class's work. Unique's photography class created a project that they later turned into a mural in NODA. Video classes made short documentaries and animations. Several wrote and produced their own music videos, like this one. It's called Ambition.
These kids like, as any child would like, to be awarded and applauded for what they do.
Bill Strickland created the model for Studio 345 in Pittsburgh over 30 years ago.
And when you start to feel success, you want to behave in a successful way, so you get more accolades and more praise. So that becomes a cultural pattern, and that's how kids get re-engaged in school.
Today, 96% of students enrolled in the Pittsburgh program graduate from high school. 89% go on to higher education. The model has since been replicated in programs across the U.S., and Charlotte is the most recent site. The idea is that by combining top-quality facilities, trust, and the right mentors, you'll tap into a creative potential that can often be missed with traditional education.
And I'm on my way, headed to the top, what these bombs got to say.
Heaven Sherman was a main voice in the song Ambition.
I like this place. It helps me to open myself up more. And everybody's polite, and I just think this is a very good experience for me.
Heaven is scheduled to graduate in January. After that, she plans to move on to study communications at CPCC. And program coordinators hope that many students of Studio 345 will find themselves in a similar situation, ending a course with them and beginning a course in higher education. For WFAE News, I'm Brianna Duggan in Charlotte.